This FFA Week interview is brought to you by Lafayette County Truck and Tractor in Higginsville.
I'm Jarrett Fearing from the Sweet Springs FFA chapter. FFA has provided leadership opportunities for me by allowing me to really reach outside my comfort zone. And by doing that, I strive to get people in our chapter outside their comfort zone. I know a lot of people have a big problem with public speaking, and that was one of my problems. And then really, I went out to the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., and out there, they really they show you like that the world's bigger than your small town, that you can strive out and talk to people, and that not every day when you're talking is going to be really bad. You get to talk about things you like and you know about.
Tell us about an event that you have coming up this spring that you're excited about.
This spring semester here, we are going to bring in a speaker to talk about human trafficking. And we've had a couple incidents where a couple people have been scared here in town, or where people coming through have maybe ran into something that they thought might have been human trafficking. So we're going to bring in a speaker who is going to talk more about how to see if there is a human trafficker, or how to get the signs that, hey, maybe, you know, I need to get out of here. And then she's also going to elaborate more on if you need to be with somebody, where you need to be, like, make sure you have exit routes and stuff like that.
What are your goals for state convention?
Obviously, I mean, the main goal of what should be every FFA chapter around here is to be the number one chapter in the state, which is a really big thing. But, I mean, the main goals we have is to get our contest teams, you know, get them on that stage. I've been fortunate enough to be on the stage one time. Freshman year, we were on the stage for conduct of meetings, and that was really eye-opening just to see all the people out there and to see, like, your hard work really does pay off, and if you put the time into it, you will get a reward back. And so I'd like to see more of our teams on state, and that would be awesome.
Why did you decide to join FFA?
My sisters were both in FFA, and they were both presidents, and I grew up on a family farm. I mean, I was really born into it, and then my sisters going to Washington and coming back and talking about it, and then just, like, knowing everyone that was in FFA and knowing that it's more of a family. I mean, everybody's got to wear the same thing when we go to big places. It's blue and gold, and it's not like another club where you're just a member. I mean, you're more of a family here, and it's really tight-knit, and you got a good bond with everybody.
And that was Jarrett Fearing from the Sweet Springs FFA chapter.